Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35. Oh, even worse, Germ, even worse. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and I promise I still care. We've got General Keith Kellogg, that's a three-star Lieutenant General of the Army, Keith Kellogg, joining us at 4:05. Of course, you hopefully remember that in addition to his distinguished military career, retiring at the rank of a three-star general, he also served as the National Security Advisor for Vice President Mike Pence, as the National Security Advisor for President Donald Trump. All very, very important stuff. Governor Youngkin is in the news, and he's in the news because he's saying, look, bottom line, I don't think that we should have dead people and illegal aliens voting here in our beloved Commonwealth. And I'm not the first governor to say that. In fact, this law went into effect when Tim Kaine signed it into law. So what gives, right? Well, Joe Moreno, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is joining us. Hopefully give us a little insight into all of that. Good afternoon, counselor.
Jeff, how are you, sir? Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is always mine. I am thrilled to have you here. Tell me what's going on with this law, because just as a layman, I'm looking at Governor Youngkin saying, yes, of course we're going to enforce the law. We don't want illegal aliens voting. That to me should be one of the easiest things he does during the course of business that day. But Merrick Garland and the guys are saying, whoa, we're going to need those dead people voting for Kamala Harris.
Jeff, I mean, anything gets me at my profession, it's when it's used for political, purely political reasons. And unfortunately, it's a trend that is happening much more often. And it's exactly what we're seeing here. Why would the federal government want to do anything to make people less confident in the protections around our state-level elections? And yet, exactly what's happening. At the same time, we have millions of illegal immigrants coming into the country. We have blue states like California barring any effort to require voter ID in that state. And then you have the Commonwealth of Virginia, where, as you point out, Governor Youngkin is implementing a law that's been on the books for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And now, 25 days before the election, the Justice Department's actually Virginia from applying its own law, which simply says that the state should be doing an ongoing sweep to screen people who are not citizens from voting. And it's done by a simple questionnaire. What we're doing is we ask people, are you a citizen or not? If they say no, then that response is compared to the voter rolls. And if there's a discrepancy, they're removed from the voter rolls.
Right.
And petition it if there was a mistake. They feel it was done improperly. So there's all kinds of protections here. But the idea that you would want to shake integrity of an election weeks before the actual election day, I mean, I don't see any other reason to do that other than you're trying to permit as many non-citizens in the Commonwealth of Virginia to be able to vote.
All right, so let's let this play out. Now, it is, as I understand it, it is self-identifying, right? The person is actually going to say, hey, by the way, I want to vote, and I'm not a citizen. Is that what I'm understanding?
That's right. That's right. I mean, there's no purging through people's records. There's no spying on people or getting people to kind of point fingers and say, I don't think he or she's a citizen, and playing these games. It starts with a self-identification. if the person is not a citizen, then they could make sure they're not on the voter rolls. If a mistake was made and they checked the wrong box, then they can correct it later by saying, hey, wait a minute, I am a citizen. Here's my passport, my birth certificate, what have you. Let's fix this problem, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, you know, I don't see any less obtrusive way this right. could be done. And yet, here you have the Justice Department doing all it can to stop this. This basic protection of election integrity from being implemented again has been utilized for 20 years. And to your point, was signed by Democrat Governor of Virginia, Tim Kaine. No one seemed to have a problem with it back then.
So how does this impact me as a lawful American citizen trying to exercise my franchise?
Well, I mean, I think it just emphasizes how important it is to vote.
Right.
And look, which way I lean, but you know what? That doesn't matter. I would say, regardless of who you plan to vote for, just vote. Exercise your basic right as an American to show at least 2 or 3 years to be at the head of our executive branch and representing us in Congress.
Here's the thing, though, Joe. You're pointing out that it is the person who's going to vote who says, oh, no, I'm not a citizen. And then we say, well, you know, you can't vote then. I mean, it seems to me to be easy enough. It's not impacting me. If I'm asked the question, I say very proudly, yes, I am an American citizen. I fully intend to vote. So what standing is there for Merrick Garland and the DOJ to even come up and say, oh, we just don't like this? Because regardless of how you slice it, man, it just comes across as pure, crass politics.
They're implementing a provision of a federal law from 1993 prevents last minute, which means within 90 days of election day, purging of voter rolls. That's what they're saying. So basically, it was designed to prevent mischief.
Yeah.
Designed to prevent last minute changes, how you register, last minute changes on what kind of ID is required. Right. The idea is that you have the rules in place across states, right? The states carry out elections, even for federal office, and you can't change the rules at the last minute. Fine, right? No problem.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what's happening here is a law that was passed in 2006 that calls for an ongoing process. It's not that Governor Youngkin just all of a sudden said, yeah, you know what? Now we're going to use this law that's been sitting around for all these years. No, he did issue an executive order in August saying, make sure this law is being enforced, right, the Board of Elections. Again, that's always the case. It's supposed to be ongoing when people register. And so the idea, that's what the DOJ is hanging on. They're hanging on that he ensured in the run of the election that the existing law is enforced. And that's saying, well, wait a minute, it's too close to an election, we're going to stop. And they know darn well that there's no way this case being resolved in 3 weeks, right? It's a Hail Mary. We're going to put a stop to it now. And by the time it's resolved, well beyond Election Day, well, probably doesn't really matter because we've basically made our point in terms of, one, making a political argument that they're not going to stand for states actually trying to preserve the integrity of their elections. It's probably a nod to the left. Say, hey, look, the Biden system is doing its part.
Yep.
That make sure that Kamala with, as we've spoken about many times, the plethora of criminal prosecutions, which thankfully against President Trump, by one have been falling apart.
Yeah. It's craziness. Joe, I appreciate you being here, man. I really, really do. That is Joe Moreno. Joe, as you know, is the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. It's absolutely appalling to see, to hear, to experience what Joe Biden's White House is doing, what Merrick Garland's Department of Justice is doing. This is nothing more, nothing less than an exercise in left-wing politicking. It's ugly. It is absolutely, positively ugly. And it's wrong. And yet, there it is. There it is. So, once again, kudos to Governor Youngkin for standing strong on this. Attorney General Jason Meares, I'm sure, is going to be pushing back. I'm sure he's looking forward to pushing back on this. It's just outrageous. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.